This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Here at 14 before the hour on Wednesday morning, the day of the Pope's general weekly audience, we have been talking about devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, Father Rocky's brand new book is a part of our special twofer premium in our Relevant Radio Give Hope pledge drive. And that was also the focus of a great deal of the Holy Father's general weekly audience. Let's talk about that and find out what the Holy Father said. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Well, buongiorno to you, John. Very happy to be with you today.
And of course, today, as Father Rocky was unpacking the number of Marian feasts we have in the month of May, the Holy Father was looking forward to a special Marian feast that's coming up on May 8th.
Well, yes, and today he was also speaking about instead of the Beatitudes, because of course the Beatitudes, we finished that series, he's now focusing on prayer. So it all ties in, because today he was speaking specifically about Mark chapter 10, verse 47. And this, you may remember, is the story of Bartimaeus. So Bartimaeus, he's the blind beggar from Jericho. Now, he's able to see. Why? Because he calls out to Jesus. That it's that cry that comes from his heart that leads Jesus to say to him that his faith has healed him. So today, the Pope said that, of course, we have cries that arise from the heart. But it's only those who truly trust in God that are able to breathe that cry that will reach to God. Because the Pope said that, you know, Bartimaeus, he screamed at the top of his lungs because his voice was the only thing that he had at his disposal to use. And others around him were saying, hey, stop that, be quiet, you know, all of these things. But instead, he didn't stop. He continued to pray. He continued to shout out. And so Jesus then turns to him and reminds him that his faith has healed him, and we are called to do that same thing. The Pope says that we should cry out, because when we cry out, it's that cry for salvation. And when we do, we call on God's mercy and power. So he asked us to persevere in prayer, especially in our darkest moments, and to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. In fact, that was the prayer that he specifically asked for today, that we continue to say the words, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on us, on the whole world. And so, finally, the Pope went on to say to us today that when we pray these prayers, it has to come from humility. It has to come from deep down. That is the foundation of our prayer. That's where we find that we thirst for God. So he exhorted us to through humility, cry out and never suffocate that cry, to continue to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on us. And of course, leading up to that feast of Our Lady of Grace on the 8th, we are praying that prayer that Christ will have mercy on all of us in this time, knowing that Our Lady in this month of May is guiding us, is leading us, is, of course, helping us to, as I mentioned before, to reach down and from humility pray these prayers for mercy, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome with the Pope's general weekly audience. Here in the United States, we now have 41 states that are slowly reopening with the COVID-19 pandemic. What's the update on the lockdown in Rome?
Well, John, yes, we are now officially, as of Monday, in what's called phase 2. In Italian, we call this convivere con il virus, living with the virus, in other words. Now, John, last week I mentioned to you that one of the changes that was going to take place was that people could now visit relatives, but they had to somehow prove that they were related to them. And there's been so much confusion about this, mostly because when this was introduced by our premier, Giuseppe Conte said that Italians could visit their congiunti. Now, this is kind of an older Italian word, and it's a very broad word. It refers to relatives or relations. So nobody knew what that meant. So he came back and he clarified and he said, you can visit those that you have relationships of steady affection with. Well, you can imagine that that didn't help much. People were still asking all kinds of questions about what exactly that meant. So finally, John, what it comes down to, I'm going to read to you exactly what our government has told us. You can now visit spouses, cohabitating partners, partners of civil unions, people who are linked by a stable emotional bond, which is pretty vague, but that's where people are inserting boyfriends or girlfriends. You can also visit relatives up to the sixth degree. For example, you can visit the children of your cousins and relatives up to the fourth degree, such as, for example, your spouse's cousins. So you can imagine that there still is a lot of ambiguity here. People really aren't sure. The one thing they know for sure is that the rules say that you cannot visit friends. Now, one thing that's opened up a bit for us is that exercising is allowed outside of the perimeter of your home, so you can walk to a park now, for example. And another great thing is that they have allowed people who live in the same home to exercise together, so John and I can finally take a walk together at the same time. Coffee shops and gelaterias and pizzerias are open now for pickup. You can go get a coffee at your neighborhood cafe. Sadly, you cannot go to mass. Maybe that'll happen at the end of May, John.
I'm still doing the math on that. Fourth degree divided by the third degree relative.
Yes.
Glenn, do you have extra fingers to help me on this one? That's just, it's incredible. But nonetheless, what we have to do to stay healthy and safe. Ashley Nerona bringing us up to date on the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. And you can take a look at, she mentioned her husband, John. She and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, which provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome when we finally get to visit and travel again. TruthandBeautyProject.com. TruthandBeautyProject.com. Ashley, all the best to you and John. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks, John, for all you do. God bless Relevant Radio. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.